जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. विश्वपाद परमहंस गुरुविराजकाचार्य अष्टोदशाचार्य श्रीमान कृष्ण कृपा श्री मूर्ति ऐसी भक्त वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhiraye nashtaprayesha bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naisthiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fourth chapter, entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada, text number 24. Ta eva medha durmedhair dharyante purushair yatha evam chakara bhagavan Vyasah Krupanavatsalaha Ta eva veda durmedhair Dharyante purushair yatha Evam chakara bhagavan Vyasah Krupanavatsalaha Ta eva veda durmedhai dharyante purushair yatha evam chakara bhagavan vyasah krupanavatsalah. Ta eva veda durmedhai dharyante purushair yatha evam chakara bhagavan vyasah krupanavatsalah. Ta eva veda durmedhai dharyante purushair yatha evam chakara bhagavan ध्यास कृपणवत्सलः त एव वेदा दुर्मेधे धार्यन्ते पुरुषैर्यथा एवं चकार भगवान् ध्यास कृपणवत्सलः word to word meaning, te, that, eva, certainly, vedaha, the book of knowledge, durmedhaihi, by the less intellectual, dharyante, can assimilate, purushaihi, by the man, yatha, as much as, evam, does, chakara, edited, bhagavan, the powerful, vyasaha, the great sage Vyasa, kripanavatsalaha, very kind to the ignorant mass. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thus the great sage Vyasadeva, who was very kind to the ignorant masses, edited the Vedas so they might be assimilated by less intellectual men. Purport. The Veda is one. And the reasons for its divisions in many parts are explained herewith. The seed of all knowledge of the Veda is not a subject matter which can easily be understood by any ordinary man. There is a stricture that no one should try to learn the Vedas who is not a qualified Brahmana. This stricture has been wrongly interpreted in so many ways. A class of men who claim Brahminical qualification simply by their birthright in the family of Brahmanas claim that the study of the Vedas is a monopoly of the Brahmanas caste only. Another section of the people take this as an injustice to the members of other castes who do not happen to take birth in a Brahmana family. But both of them are misguided. The Vedas are subjects which had to be explained even to Brahmaji by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the subject matter is understood by persons with exceptional qualities of goodness. Persons who are in the modes of passion and ignorance are unable to understand the subject matter of the Vedas. The ultimate goal of Vedic knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This personality is very rarely understood by those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance. In the Satya Yuga, everyone was situated in the mode of goodness. Gradually, the mode of goodness declined during the Treta and Dwapara Yugas. And the general mass of people became corrupt. In the present age, the mode of goodness is almost nil. And so for the general mass of people, the kind-hearted, powerful sage, Srila Vyasadeva, divided the Vedas in various ways, so that they may be practically followed by less intelligent persons in the modes of passion and ignorance. It is explained in the next shloka as follows, which describes how Vyasadeva compiled the Mahabharata for them. Traina Shruti Gochara. Couldn't understand the Vedas. ओम ज्ञानतिनिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning Bhagavatam class, both online, offline. And I'm also very grateful for getting this opportunity to speak a few words on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Whether we are speaking it or whether we are hearing it, exposure to Srimad Bhagavatam for a sadhaka every day is very good for the health. The medical fraternity says that for good health, one has to expose themselves to the morning sunlight because it gives you vitamin D, which is good for the bones along with the calcium and also for the metabolism to happen, to remain healthy. Similarly, for a sadhaka, aspiring for spiritual health. Because if you fall sick, to recoup it may take many millions of lifetimes. Can't afford to. Like during this corona, nobody can afford to fall sick. Take all precautions. Bhagavatam is like the sun. Puranarko adhunoditah. It's compared to the sun. Krishna Surya Samam Maya Hayandhakar. So if we want to protect ourselves from the influence of being afflicted by Maya in its most gross or subtle forms, then we need to expose ourselves to the morning sunlight. A of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So every sadhaka also gets his quota of vitamin D. D3. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. First D is detachment from non-essentials, which we start valuing more than what it deserves attention. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Dedication to the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki, devotion to the Lord irrevocably becomes established in the heart. So we have our vitamin D that we get from this Bhagavatam, the exposure to this, the sunlight of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is what Srila Prabhupada took to the West along with him and allowed even people, Kripana Vatsala. What an amazing word used. Kripana Vatsala. Prabhupada explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, Karpanya Dosho, words. Who is a Kripana? Avidityat asmat lokat praiti sa kripana. Having achieved a human form of life, before giving up the human body, if a person does not solve the real problem of life, the real problem of material existence, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshana darshana, and dies like a cat or a dog, like in any ordinary person, he has been very miserly. He had access to billions of dollars, crores of rupees, but he spent his life like a beggar on the street. So Kripana, very, very unfortunate life. Here is Vyasadeva sitting in the frozen, ice-cold peaks of the mountain of the Himalayas, where everything around him is completely cold and frozen, except his heart, which is melting in the fire of compassion. Just as Prabhupada, sitting in Vrindavan, in the most aspired for place, but then his heart was melting for the sufferings of the whole world, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. And therefore, understanding that the Vedas are extremely difficult to understand for people, Vedesya Sarvai Aham, to understand Krishna through the Vedas, Yadate Mohakalilam, it's like a forest, you can easily get lost. So what to do? That's the nature of Rishi. I think Prahlad Priya Prabhu was discussing day before yesterday probably about Rishi. It doesn't have to be long hair, matted hair and beard and, you know, ashes all over and highly intellectual. No. He explains Rishi Tattva in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the fourth verse of the first chapter. ऋषयः शौनकादयः नैमिषे अन्विषक्षेत्रे ऋषयः शौनकादयः सत्रम स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्र सममास. So there he explains, who is a rishi? The first quality of a rishi is genuine concern for the sufferings of the people at large. They may be sitting anywhere on this planet, but their heart extends to the sufferings of every living entity, not just in the human form, in all the 84 lakh species. They can't be, how can they be peaceful? This is beyond the peace that people aspire for in this world. They have already, that is a byproduct of their love. Insignificant byproduct of their love of God is peace. But that peace goes to pieces when they contemplate by their vision. That is the Brahmana. Brahmana means the head of the society. The head of the body has the ears to hear the sufferings of people. The head has the eyes to see what is coming in the long run, very soon. It has the nose to smell out anything that can't be perceived by the ignorant mass of people. They have the mouth to speak out and warn as to what is coming. And they also have the brain substance to think of the solution for the root cause and its addressal. That is a Brahman. That can be anyone, not by birth. Anyone. And merely because being born in a Brahminical family doesn't entitle somebody to be. And now people are critical. Why those Brahmanas are like that? One lady, there was a program that was arranged by one devotee when she was retiring. She was working in the IIT. So she had organized this program. And after I spoke a little, one lady stood up and she said, why is this caste system in India? I said, it's guna karma vibhagasha, not janma. It's based on guna, anyone who has a qualification. No. She went on like that. I said, this was in BARC, Baba Atomic Research Center, not at IIT, it was BARC. So I asked her, so they have scientists in BARC, and either not. So anyone who comes in the gate, do you just put them as a director, put them as a scientist? Even in the scientist, they have A, B, C, D, E grades. And the goal of aspiration of A is to reach E. E level means the highest. So, isn't it categorization? Isn't it discrimination? No. Why? So, anyone who walks, next person who walks inside the gate, you make him the director, make him E scientist, C scientist. No, we can't. They have to qualify. Exactly. Why have an entry test? Be indiscriminately. Allow anyone who wants to enter any course. Medical. Okay, get in. Why you have an entry? That is discrimination. You should be equal. Pandita Samadarshina. But at the same time, the sages are so much concerned that they want to make it accessible to everyone. Herein we find the first and the foremost of our sampradaya, who is trying what is called in today's ISKCON world as bridge preaching. You know what bridge preaching is? Bridge. Generally, when there are two groups of people on two bodies of land with a river flowing in between and they have no contact with each other, can't relate or connect with each other because they're different language, because they're different lifestyles. When you have a huge body of water or body of land, for example, India and China, because they're separated by this huge body of mass of land called the Himalayas, for a long time there is no connection and therefore their language is different. You can't understand their language. Their script is also very amazing. Their food habits, their dressing, their whole physical feature, their world view may be different. So if you want to relate or connect, you need to form a bridge where connectivity or communication starts. So Vyasadeva is seeing that here are two completely different types of people with different language, with different lifestyle, with different attitude, with different worldview. Between the most advanced, elevated Vaishnavas, Padma Patra Vivambasa, like a lotus leaf in the world but completely not of the world. And then there are these people who are completely absorbed. You just can't connect, you can't just relate. You just can't understand. In fact, one thinks the other to be crazy. The only difference is one thinks the other to be crazy, while the other knows the other one to be crazy. Because on the bodily platform, focusing exclusively on the soul is craziness, wasting time. Every day, why are you spending 3-4 hours, precious time? Kuch to ghiste rehta hai, kuch to sunte rehta hai. Kuch kaam karo. So it actually is two different perspectives. So here is a land where the land of prema, the only need for the soul. And here is a land, a group of people whose only language is karma. And their language, these people can't understand. This language, they understand, but they can't relate and can't connect. And so therefore, those who are extremely exalted, who have concern, number one, the second thing Prabhupada writes in that Rishi definition, not just concern, everyone is concerned about everything in this world. The ozone layer, everyone is concerned. But at the same time, they are doing their own stuff. Also the conviction that truly this is what will benefit these people. They must get it. This is the only solution for all the problems. There are so many problems people are not able to understand. First of all, they don't know the whole plethora of problems. What to speak of going to the root of the problem and understanding what is the cause. Completely forget about addressing a solution for it.
But here are people who are convinced they exactly know. There is only one problem in this world. Lack of Krishna consciousness. Vishavasyamidam sarvam. There is only one solution. Krishna consciousness. Their connection to the Lord. Everything else is a byproduct of that. It can be resolved. But it is very risky. Who will take the risk to go amongst them? In fact, in the Vedic culture, it was considered that if you cross the ocean and go on the other side, your caste is finished. During the time of Lord Chaitanya also. Even if water falls on that fellow, he's gone. He's ostracized. Extremely dangerous because you get contaminated. Why we are worshipping or glorifying corona warriors? They know what is the solution. They want to treat them. But at the same time, they may get infected. Even the most near and dear ones, they treat them as completely, ostracized people. Once they come to know that this person is, you throw something, you don't even touch it. So that's the kind of situation. But those who are equipped with the science of good health and also the disease, I exactly know what is the cause of corona. I exactly know how it spreads. I will take full precaution and go amidst them to treat them. That takes a person of genuine concern, full conviction that I can actually help. And therefore, they take that out of compassion. They take the trouble, the inconveniences, the risk to actually equip themselves and actually walk amidst them and bring them back to the, that's called bridge. Building a bridge. And so here is Vyasadeva absorbed in prema and wants to connect with people whose only language is karma. And so therefore, he is deciding to write the Vedas. Even Vedas are too big. Therefore, in the next verse we will read, he decides to write the Mahabharata. Sri Shudra Dvijabandhunam Traina Shruti Gochara. And what is Mahabharata? Okay, to fulfill the karma, you need artha. To fulfill your desires, you need some resource. Unless you have resources, how can you enjoy your senses? So the only two needs are karma, and to fulfill the karma, artha. And to do this, they live like animals. They have no rules and regulations. Might is right. That's animal life. Jiski lathi, uski bhais. So in that, he said, hey, wait. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithun. This is what you want, isn't it? Alright. But follow dharma. Through dharma, you will get artha, but that artha will not contaminate you, but simultaneously help you to fulfill your karma. And at the end, it will also give you the desire for moksha. Little somewhere. And therefore, from their side, he is trying to build the bridge. Bridge is not building from this side. He goes there, and from their angle, is building the bridge from that side. In the Mahabharata, Vyasadeva writes, dharmecha, arthecha, kamecha, mokshecha, bharatarshabha, yad ihasita danyatra, yanne hastina kutrachit. Beating his head on the chest, he dares to say this, dharmecha, arthecha, कामेच मोक्षेच भरतर्षभ यद इह अस्ति तद अन्यत्र या न इह अस्ति न अस्ति कुत्रचित. एनीथिंग दैट द वर्ल्ड नोज अबाउट धर्म, एनीथिंग दैट द वर्ल्ड नोज अबाउट अर्थ, हाउ टू अर्न इट, हाउ टू मेंटेन इट, हाउ टू एक्सपेंड इट, हाउ टू एक्सपैंड इट, एवरीथिंग दैट यू नो अबाउट अर्थ एंड ऑल एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ काम. And if you are frustrated and think of moksha, even the process of that, yad iha asti, if it is in the Mahabharata, you will find it elsewhere. If you don't find it in this book, you will never find it anywhere. Can anyone say that? Only a literary incarnation of the Lord can say this. Yad iha asti tad anyatra, yad na iha asti na kutrachit. But the same Vyasdev at the end of the Mahabharata says, Urdhva Bahu Viromyaitad Nachakaschit Shrunotime Dharmad Arthascha Kamascha Sakutam Nasevyate. He saw the adamant nature of Duryodhan. Bapka nahi sunta ye to. Bapka kya? He's not listening to Vyasdev. He's not. So many people are trying to put some sense into him. But ke khao, khush raho. Nothing doing. Everything for me, nothing for anyone. Complete selfishness. At the end he says, Urdhva Bahu, out of frustration, Vyasadeva is raising his hand, standing on top of a building and shouting, Urdhva Bahu, Viromyetada. I'm shouting at the top of my voice. You want karma, isn't it? You want artha for it, isn't it? I'm telling you, dharmad arthascha kamascha. That artha will not entangle you. That karma will not, you know, deviate you. Just follow the process of dharma. This is the bridge. You know, from here you climb and you come here. But nobody would listen. Imagine, I was in Hyderabad a few years back. And I was driving. There is a big lake called Hussain Sagar. So they are kind of taking me on a long place for a program. So they were taking me through that. And then again, like that, passing through the city, then I suddenly saw a long bridge coming from that, you know. It's like that, you know. And where we were going, that road went underneath this bridge. And then I saw the bridge ends abruptly in the middle of the air. So I asked that, Prabhuji, bridge jata kahan hai? I don't know, the devotee said, nahi, Prabhuji, you logon ne bridge banaya, par baad mein kidhar usko utarna nahi samajh mein aaya, aise chhod di. I'm like, come on, yaar. Come on. It's not that you start constructing the house, breaking, and then you say, dekhenge jaisa jaisa eet jitna hai, utna karenge, jitna aayega, khatam kar de. You have a whole plan. I still can't digest that fact. Maybe the political party changed. And this party didn't want to give credit to that party for construction of the bridge. Or maybe the funds got exhausted because of other priorities or whatever. The fact is, running for a long distance, this bridge, and suddenly ends in the middle of the air. This is where Vyasadeva is finding that dissatisfaction. The problem of bridge preaching is this bridge starts from there, wonderful, but it has to land. Even if you construct the bridge 90% successful, imagine over the ocean you build a bridge 95%, but then unless it is 100%, they'll fall into the ocean. दुकान से इतना बनाया ना मैं, समझना चाहिए उनको. इट हैज टू लैंड. सो व्यासदेव इज रिकमेंडिंग कर्मकांड बट क्षीणे पुण्ये मर्त्यलोकम विशंति. But people are stuck to that. The bridge is so nice. They want to construct their homes on the bridge. Or they come and then just fall into nowhere. Aruhya krichrena parampadam tataha patanti adha jnana kanda. Because they don't find the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord at the end, they have to fall back into this material existence. कर्मकांड ज्ञानकांड सकली विशेर भांड अमृतो बोलिया जेवा खाए नाना योनि भ्रमण करे कदर्य भक्षण करे तार जोनि अधपथ जाए. नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सेज कर्मकांड ज्ञानकांड दिस इज वेयर यू कनेक्ट. इट्स नेसेसरी यू हैव टू डैंगल द कैरेट ऑफ सम काइंड ऑफ व्हाट्स इन इट फॉर यू. अनलेस यू गिव दैट एंड यू स्पीक देयर लैंग्वेज दे विल नॉट बी अट्रैक्टिव. But if you speak, a lot of people will come because they get what they want. But when you give them what they need, then they say, And that is what was experienced. And therefore, Vyasadeva experienced the first thing, dissatisfaction. At one level, there is satisfaction. I'm able to connect, I'm able to relate, I'm able to, you know, attract. But deep, deep rooted, there is a dissatisfaction in those personalities. When they see that, all this effort, the purpose is ultimately, they should be relishing prema. Prema pumartho mahan. Purushartha, dharma, artha, kama. These are all purushartha, because that's what they want. But ultimately, prema apamartho mahan. Therefore, there was this dissatisfaction that he is going to feel at the end of this chapter after doing this mammoth task, after doing such an amazing outreach. But still, the bridge wasn't actually fully landed. And that's the time when he was humbly understand. Can you imagine somebody like Vyasadeva? We sit on this asana which is called Vyasasana. Whatever we are speaking is Vyaso Uchishtha. And he could have been so egoistic, but he said, I'm a fool number one, I don't know. And he approaches a higher authority, his guru, Narada. And what does Narada do? Severely chastise him. Severely. In very, very high circle, mere disapproval itself is a big slap. They don't fight on it. Like a brawl, street brawl. Yeah. Shaking him, putting him down. No, that's uncivilized. Jugupsitam dharma, condemned. Very strong word to Vyasadeva. Dharma krite anushasanam, swabhava raktas. You know, in Kannada there is a saying, rogi baisidha halvanna, vaidya helidha halvanna. Rogi, the patient wanted milk and rice, and the doctor is also telling, milk and rice for you. If he is asking for something that is medicinal, that is good. But if he is asking for something that is not good for him, and if you prescribe him out of compassion, even though you may put some medicine underneath, but he is smart, eventually he will take out the medicine and eat only the covering. So, in any institution, we find two kinds of people. In any spiritual organization, in the field of spirituality, because of the nature of this world, we will find two kinds of people. The conservatives and the liberals. The conservatives are concerned about conserving the core essential principles. And the liberals are concerned about being liberal about the, you know, non-essential details. Don't become too stickler to all the rules and regulations. Chalo, no problem. Because sometimes, you know, like you can become too, you know, don't bend down like this, don't put tilak like that. Anyways, pound foolish. So, it's all right. But when the conservatives, in addition to the principles, also become too conservative about every tiny minute detail, then they become hardliners, extremists, or fanatics. And when the liberals, in addition to being liberal about the minor details, also become liberal about the core essential principles, then they become compromised, diverted, eventually even deviated. And so therefore, because one becomes exclusive, too exclusive, and another can become too inclusive in the name of compassion. And in the name of purity, you could become more exclusive, most exclusive, and build a, you know, impenetrable wall around you and make yourself so inaccessible, holier than thou. And that's, the purpose is defeated. Incidentally, the Vedas are called Setu. In the fourth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedas are referred to as Setu. Why it is called Setu? Because it builds a bridge from the material world to the spiritual world. Crossing over the ocean of birth and death. Bhavasagara. So the bridge is complete only when it lands at the lotus feet of the Lord. That's the success of the bridge. It should lead there. So, the conservatives are very traditional because tradition maintains the substance. And the liberals are into innovations because it brings relevance. But who can actually innovate? Only those who are deeply ingrained into the essential core of the tradition can successfully innovate. And therefore it takes an acharya to do it. The art of simplifying without compromising and the art of elevating the people without complicating. It really takes Srila Prabhupada. Can you imagine going from Vrindavan to New York? I mean, that's like ultimate contrast. Today Vrindavan is different thanks to Prabhupada. But otherwise in 70s, as His Holiness Radharan Swami writes in his book, Journey Home, when he went at that time, hardly anything. Very simple kind of living. From there, he gets out of Vrindavan, right into the middle of Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam, Paya Aparata Chetasam. New York. The height of Bhoga and Aishwarya. Kama and Artha. The capital, from the capital of Prema to the capital of Kama and Artha. In the 60s. Wanting to build a bridge and connect. And profusely distributing prema while at the same time so many wonderful innovations. He apparently changed many things. But simultaneously, he preserved the essential core principles, foundational principles. How was he successful? I would like to read of Narada Muni's advice to Vyasadeva. The most successful bridge preaching ever. And that's Vyasadeva. Who can say that they have put their energy, effort, and written documentation, ISO documentation, of all the processes like Vyasadeva, and still is feeling dissatisfied? Neither was he satisfied. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, then how come the people who are following that will be satisfied? And if you are not able to give them the ultimate satisfaction, ahaituki, apratihata, yayatma, supra, then you are cheating. Whatever name you give it, however exalted it may seem, it is cheating. Jugupsitam. Quite a strong word. And when Vyasadeva submitted himself very humbly, I am fool number one. I don't know. You instruct me. And at that time, Narada says, few verses I'll read. Especially from 8 to 22 of the 5th chapter. Sri Narada said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. Worthless. That's quite a strong statement. Although, great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudev. Then these two verses, Nayad Vachas Chitrapadam Harer Yasho. Yes, the packaging may not be very good, but if the substance is there, which can actually cause revolution in the heart of the misdirected civilization. No? Tadvag visarg. Vak means those composition of words, be it spoken, be it written, be it recorded. But those spoken words, those compositions, tadvag visarga, janata agha, viplava. Viplava means it has to churn the heart. Viplava. Yasmin pratishlokam abaddhavati. Even though it may not be composed nicely, packaging may not be good, but Namani Anantasya Yashonkitanya, Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Sadhava. Those who are really sincere will appreciate that. On the other hand, Nayad Vachas Chitrapadam Harer Yasho Jagat Pavitram Pragranit Karhichit Tad Vayasam Tirtham. That's another strong word. Wonderfully composed, beautifully presented, everything. But if it does not contain the name, the form, the qualities, the pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone can actually purify the heart and cause that internal revolution. It is Vayasam Tirtham, it's a place of pilgrimage for the crows. It's as worthless as that. Manasaha na ramanti tatra. So you may say, hey, look, come on, this is too much. I am not writing mundane literature. I am not writing some mundane stories and this and that. I am writing the Vedic literatures, the Puranas, the worship of so many devatas, and about the impersonal Brahman. So there says, Naishkarmya papi achyuta bhava varjitam na shovate jnanam alam niranjanam. He says, knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, no material affinity there, no negativity there, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible, bracket, God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? And Prabhupada writes in the purport, as referred to above, not only ordinary literatures devoid of transcendental glorification of the Lord are condemned, but also Vedic literatures and speculation on the subject of impersonal Brahman when they are devoid of devotional service. When speculation on the impersonal Brahman is condemned on the above ground, then what to speak of ordinary fruitive work which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service? And then he says, O Vyasadeva, hey look, hate the sin, not the sinner. I am very strongly speaking against your composition so far. But I know your capacity. I know your capability. I know your purity. I know the purity of your intention. I know the austerity that you have performed. I know your understanding of this substance. That's not wrong. But in this mood of compassion, indirectly he's telling you are going overboard. O Vyasadeva, your vision is completely perfect. Your good fame is spotless. You are firm in vow and situated in truthfulness. And thus, you can think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance for the liberation of the people in general from material bondage. Yes, you must do what you're doing. You must reach out to those people who otherwise will be lost in this world. And you are capable, but, include. How you do this? You know the art. But I'm telling you what is missing there. Which is the cause of your dissatisfaction, which will be the cause of future problem. Because in the name of these same Vedas that you are quoting you, temples will turn into slaughterhouses. Narada is foretelling the appearance, forcefully the Lord has to appear in the form of Buddha and reject your compositions, the Vedas. Nindasi yagya vidhe rahaha shruti jatam. sadaya hridaya darshita pashughatam keshavadhrita buddha sharira. It will only create havoc if you don't set right now. Whatever you desire to describe. Now here is the, okay, what was wrong in the Vedic literatures that he had compiled before? Whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Your very purpose will be defeated. Srila Narad Dev is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literatures compiled by Vyasadeva, and thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord and no one else. In fact, there is nothing existence except the Lord. The Lord is manifest in different expansions. He is the root of complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body. Pouring water on the root is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding stomach supplies energy to all parts of the body. There are two kinds of philosophies. The one philosophy says, this whole mundane material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. She rejected. Only the spiritual world, make that your goal. This world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This is the exclusivists. These are the conservatives. So there is a distaste for this world. Or only otherworldly. You should become otherworldly. Back home, back to Godhead. Back home, back to Godhead. What about this world? Spit it out. If overemphasized, it may lead to two problems. Number one, guilt. Because I am not on that platform. I still like things. I like to relate with people. I like to do things. I like to eat things. But, Maya. Either guilt or hypocrisy. I show something, I am something. This is my living room, don't come to my bedroom. The living room is spick and span. In our hostel we used to do this. The warden would come sometimes to check whether hostel is clean. And obviously in boys hostel, what do you find? And that too in the, like later teenagers. Everything is lying around and suddenly, hey, what an eye. Somebody would see it. And immediately all the cloth, everything, put it in the cupboard and close it. It's very difficult to close because everything is practically there. So he would stand there against the door. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. One time the warden said, can you get me a glass of water? No, sir. Somebody else will get for you. No, just get me. No, sir. And ultimately he had to. As soon as he stepped out, whole thing opened. And he was exposed. So when only otherworldly emphasis is made too much, maybe few. For everything there is a market in this world. For every kind of philosophy there is a market. That's one good thing. You will have a following. You will have many likes also. So, that's one extreme. The other, in the name of inclusivity, everything is Krishna. Andantrastha Parmanu Chantrastham Govindam. This is also Krishna. You are Krishna, I am Krishna. The liquor is also Krishna. Brahmarpanam, Brahmavir, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam. Everything is Krishna ultimately. What did Prahlad say? Where is, my Lord, where are you not? Therefore, this peg is also Krishna. Om Krishnarpanam. You may not say it, but it can over a period of time, few generations down. You know, they may take, unfortunately, the nature of the world is they selectively take what they want. That's called selective hearing. I like this person because in between he tells something that I like to hear. Therefore, Prabhuji, you are so nice. You will have, irrespective of what you speak, and thanks to technology, the whole world is open. You will find. So, extreme emphasis only on the other world leads to another kind of problem. And simply emphasizes, yeah, everything is godly, godly. Everything can be spiritualized. That is true. But who can spiritualize it? Only a Mahabhagavat can spiritualize everything. Otherwise, you have to be careful about some things. And so here, whatever you describe that is separate in vision from the Lord, yeah. And there Prabhupada writes, therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavad Purana. I will leave you with a question at the end of my class. Please discuss and maybe consult from your authorities. Did Vyasadeva do a mistake in writing the Vedas? Where did he go wrong? What did he do? Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavad Puran, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such havoc, then what to speak of deliberate expansion of the ideas separate from the absolute truth personality of Godhead? What are the most defective part? The most defective part of worshipping demigods is that it creates a definite conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects, detrimental to the progress of the principles of Bhagavatam. And now, Narada Muni puts the fourth gear. Up to, you know, very culturally, nicely, strongly. Now he goes to the crux of the matter. And this is the strongest word that somebody in a highly cultured discussion, somebody can use. Somebody sent me a quote saying that if a diplomat says yes, he means maybe. If he says maybe, he says no. What if he says no? A diplomat will never say no. Kabhi no nahi bolega. Maybe. That means clear cut no. And he says yes, maybe. So similarly, in a spiritual course, this is the highest, strongest word. 1:5:15. Please read it at your leisure. Jugupsitam dharma kritenu shasatah sodhavaraktasya mahan vyatikramah yadvakyato dharma iti tarasthito namanyate tasya nivaranam jana. The people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. This is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable, because they are guided under your instructions. Yas Prabhu has told. They will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. Herein comes the the essential defect of both the conservatives and the liberals. What is the main thing? That's described by Srila Rupa Goswami in just one word, which applies to both. It's amazing. Mitam cha saram cha vacho hi vagmita. This is essential truth spoken concisely, is eloquent. So eloquent is Rupa Goswami. This defect, he says in one word, which is an advice to both of these people. Niyamagraha. Following the rules just for the sake of the rules, without understanding why you do what you do. And neglecting certain rules, thinking them to be a detail, when they are actually one of the essential rules. I would like to read this particular, because tomorrow, in tomorrow's verse, Vyasadeva is going to compile Mahabharata. With this attitude, with this mood, Kripana Vatsalaha. And Prabhupada writes, in histories like Mahabharata, of course there are topics on transcendental subjects along with material topics. The Bhagavad Gita is there in the Mahabharata. The whole idea of the Mahabharata culminates in the ultimate instructions of the Bhagavad Gita that one should relinquish all other engagements and should engage oneself solely and fully in surrendering unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. But men with materialistic tendencies are more attracted to the politics, economics and philanthropic activities mentioned in the Mahabharata than to the principal topic, namely the Bhagavad Gita. This compromising spirit of Vyasadev is directly condemned by Narada, who advises him to directly proclaim that the prime necessity of human life is to realize one's eternal relation with the Lord and thus surrender unto Him without delay. A patient suffering from a particular type of malady is almost always inclined to accept eatables which are forbidden for him. The expert physician does not make any compromise with the patient by allowing him to take partially what he should not at all take. It's amazing. Krishna, in the Mahabharata, they collaborated. Actually, Krishna and Vyasadeva collaborated in writing the Mahabharata. Krishna enacted the Mahabharata. Vyasadeva compiled the Mahabharata. This is how they collaborated. And Krishna, using Arjuna, Nimitta Matra, he actually spoke the whole world. Arjuna as a calf, Krishna the Upanishadic cow, the Gwalabala, Krishna churned the essence of the Upanishadic cow and gave the Gita. Amazingly, in the Gita, you find the perfect combination of highest of conservative mood, perfectly harmoniously combined with the most liberal disposition. What are the most exclusive statements? Sarvadharman parityajya, mam ekam. Can you imagine? Mam ekam, not even to anyone else. Who can be more exclusive than this? Mam eva ye prapadyante mayameta. Aur kisi ke paas jayega to phir se girega tu. Only you have to come to me. Mam eva ye prapadyante. Otherwise, mama maya duratyaya. Clearly says, yad gatva nanivartante tadha. This is paramam siddhim. Anything beyond that is not acceptable. At the same time, he speaks about karma yoga, speaks about jnana yoga, speaks about ashtanga yoga. But everywhere, yad karoshi tad kurusham madarpanam, there is a mixture of ultimately offering to the Supreme. In the 12th chapter, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th verse, nobody can be more inclusive, more compassionate, more accommodative than Krishna. In the 8th, he says, Mayeva mana adatsva, may buddhi nivesha, nivashisati mayeva ata urdhomna samsha. And nothing higher than this, mayeva, only in me you invest your consciousness. May buddhi nivesha, mayeva, manmanava, madbhakto, madhyaji. Can't do it? Alright. Work for me in devotional service. Follow rules and regulations of devotional service. Can't do that? Simply work for me. Prabhupada so beautifully writes in the purport, some personal situation, family situation, social situation or religious background is such that they may not be directly able to do Krishna's worship. Alright, so this mission requires land, labor, organization, money. You have that, you can contribute. Our Shruti Dharma Prabhu had a different kind of caring for devotees. He made a pyramid. You know, this is like a bridge preaching. So he said, in the temple, so many people come. Visitors come, everyone comes. So he said, the first level of people is a large number of people who come. What is Hare Krishna? The inquisitive people. Kya hai tum log? What is this? What is this? What is this? Yeah, aisa kyun? What is this? Tilak, you put the mud on your face. What is it? Why do you dance like this suddenly? Prasad achha hai tum logon ka, philosophy achha hai, gambhir logo. Suddenly tum log aisa naachte kyun? Be decent. So why? Inquisitive. And then you do the JOSD. Oh. Some of them say, bahut achha kaam kar, bahut achha, thank you. Ab samajh mein aa gaya, kyun naachte ho tum log? Aap log naacho, bahut achha. Duniya ko bhi naachao, humko nahi. Let them make whole world dance. Don't call me again. So they are people who are like, at least appreciate. Okay, I understand you have a philosophical basis of what you're doing and you're following the Gita and the Bhagavad. Very nice. Next level are the well-wishers. What you're doing is amazing. If you need any help, you tell us. But you should do it for the children. You should do it for this. And if you need a place, if you need some support, if you need some permission and sanctions, if you need some financial support, I will give you. They have come in a little part of the bridge, somewhere there. Maybe next life they'll come. That's all right. No problem. Well wishers. So, from what is Hare Krishna, he said, I like the Hare Krishnas. They are like the well wishers. Then, I am a Hare Krishna. At least on Sundays. So they start identifying. At least on a Sunday, they wear tilak, kanti mala and aisa dhoti pehenta, aisa, okay, very nice. Maybe on the phone also they chant, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. That's good. So they are like, Hare Krishna becomes a part of their life. One part. They have their full-fledged social life. They have all their other occupational life. But one day is exclusively dedicated to Krishna. And now they start identifying our people. Next level comes, my life is Hare Krishna, Sunday ho ya Monday. Any part of the day. Now, wherever I go, I will follow this process. Because I am convinced that this is the right thing. And very few may come to the next level, and that is, my mission is Hare Krishna. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. So yes, there will be different levels of people. Everyone is welcome. Everyone we accommodate. We were all probably sometimes in some lifetimes, probably at that stage, Neha Vikarmanashtosti. We are continuing from where we left off. Probably that's why we are taken easily. So, liberality can be there in that. Not compromising. And then, there are a lot of, slokas, but I'll just conclude with this one, this particular section. The Supreme Lord is unlimited. Only a very expert personality, retired from activities of material happiness, deserves to understand this knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, those who are not so well situated due to material attachment should be shown the ways of transcendental realization by your goodness through descriptions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Now he's giving the advice. So what should these kind of people do actually? Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, and therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses. It is not different from Krishna. You are giving them Krishna, but in the packaging of a Purana, wonderful story. People like story. They don't like philosophy. Here is a story. And any other thing related to this story. Srimad Bhagavatam here is only 18,000 verses. But in another planet, these are 60,000 verses. And there is Chaitanya Bhagavat. And as Leela Shukh Prabhu very nicely mentioned yesterday, Janma Karma Chame Divyam applies even to his devotees. Their lives are also the stories of Bhagavat. People like stories. Give them the stories. But give this element there. But are we convinced, first of all, that that's their need? I am only giving cotton candy, but without the substance. Am I cheating myself and them? Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, and therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses. Because it contains the transcendental activities of the Lord, there is no difference between the Lord and the literature. The literature is the factual literary incarnation of the Lord. So, the layman can hear the narration of the activities of the Lord. Thereby, they are able to associate with the Lord and thus gradually become purified from material diseases. Now here, so what are the expert devotees supposed to do? The expert devotees also can discover novel ways and means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstance. That freedom is there. You need to, according to time, place and circumstance, you need to think of newer ways to do it. Devotional service is dynamic activity, and the expert devotees can find out competent means to inject it into dull brains of the materialistic population. Such transcendental activities of the devotees for the service of the Lord can bring a new life or new order of life to the foolish society of materialistic men. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his subsequent followers exhibited expert dexterity in this connection. By following the same method, one can bring the materialistic men of this age of quarrel into order for peaceful life and transcendental realization. So, this is where the adjustment, how do we deal with it? We can't remain in our own world. We have to reach out. But while reaching out, we have to make sure that the substance is there, while the packaging can be made attractive. How to do that? We don't have to invent. We have to follow in the footsteps of these Mahajano ye nagatasya pantha dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. So, (clears throat) Well, somebody may say, we are not like the Acharyas. But then I was thinking, I'm talking about early 90s when we started congregation preaching program. We had some devotees who were experts in inspiring people to start the program. It requires a little aggressiveness, little pushy. Because not everyone can push. Chalo shuru karo. Shuru karo tumhare ghar. Tum shuru karo tumhare ghar mein. So I knew some devotees who were expert in inspiring people to start the program. But they can't continue the program. Somebody else needs to continue. And probably the third person has to, not to end the program, but giving a finishing touch to the program, you know, finer touch. You need one Brahma, one Vishnu. Mahesh to finish off all the unwanted things of the program, to give it an ultimate touch. So just like to run this universe, there are different departments. But all of them are cooperating and coordinating, collaborating to do different aspects of the bridge. Just like, you know, different companies are given different part of the bridge. But they can't manufacture their own ways. They have to cooperatively work. The bridge should look and connect ultimately. Because they want it quick. And one person can't do, you know, cross this whole ocean or subway or the under. So they are different companies given. You do from this part to this part. Do it in this part. So, and that's why Srila Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate to push on this movement. It's not easy. Extremely challenging. But Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetar Pravartan. And once somebody is empowered by the Lord, they can do. So, today is the disappearance day of Shivas Thakur. There was no exclusivist than Shivas. Can you imagine? In his house, Lord Chaitanya would dance. No one else. It was a very selective group. Nobody was allowed to come. You can't find an exclusivist group than Shiva Sangan. But at the same time, it was this same Shivas. It was this same Advaita, Haridas, who would gather together in Navadvip much before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. While enjoying the ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan, their heart would melt to see the sufferings of people in the world, in the surroundings in Navadvip. They were blessed by Saraswati, Navadvip Vasis. They were blessed by Lakshmi. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Krishna Shunya Mangale Dever Nahi Sukh Vishesha Advaita Mane Pai Bada Dukh. Mangala. Mangala means auspicious. In this material world, auspiciousness means how my sense gratification and resources for it increase. But Krishna Shunya Mangale Dever Nahi Sukh. A devotee doesn't find, if everything is auspicious, prosperity without devotion. But devotion is there, which is the highest wealth, highest prosperity. Because such a person is swarga, apavarga, narakeshu, abituliyartha darshina. They are happy wherever they are. So this, it is because of Srivasa's, along with Advaita and Haridas Thakur's call for the Lord to come, that the Lord appeared and actually delivered
And if we are all here, it is because of Srivasa's call, Advaita's call, Haridasa's call. So these two aspects we find. Even Prahlad Maharaj says, Naivo dvije paraduratyaya vaitaranya tvadvirya gayana mahamrata magna chittai shoche tato vimukachetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudvahatu vimudhan. It's amazing. In the heart of the devotee, there are two feelings simultaneously, which is very difficult for any other heart. Bliss and extreme sadness. Most happy and most unhappy. Simultaneously. Why? Naivo dvije. No udvije. I am not at all in anxiety. I am blissful. Prahlad is saying. Naivo dvije. Para, oh my lord. Duratyaya vaitaranya. You know, I am on this side of the Vaitarani river. I am amongst demons, but I have no anxiety for myself. Why? Tvadvirya gayana maha amrita magna chittai. My mind is fully absorbed in relishing the nectar of your name, your form, your qualities, your pastimes. I am blissful, but in the same breath, in the same verse, the second half of the verse, shochetato. I am extremely despondent, like Vyasadeva here. Doing so much activity and despondent. Why? Shoche tato vimukha chetasa. Who have turned away from you. Why? Indriyarthan. For what? Maya sukhaya. And what are they doing about it? Bharam udvahatu. They are creating the burden, self-created burden of unnecessary necessities. Udvahato vimudhan. And they are telling, bahut bada jawabdari hai baba hamara. Too much responsibility. We have created it in ignorance. So that is Srivas Thakur. Amazing faith that Srivas Thakur had in devotional service. Whole night kirtan, whole day's worship. Lord Chaitanya said, Srivas, what do you do for your maintenance? Yogakshemam vahamyaham. I believe in that statement, my Lord. One day I will fast. 2 days I will fast. Thursday, if he doesn't supply, I'll jump into the Ganga. Wow! What faith! Of course, we can't imitate that faith. But at least we can follow in the footsteps. Over-dependence on the external things makes us less dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, atyahara is dangerous. How much do we need? In case this one, in case that one, in case that one. Then less dependent on the Lord. So, another time, his faith in Nityananda, that was also tested by Lord Chaitanya. So, what kind of this avdhut you are entertaining in your home? Can you imagine 26-year-old person suddenly throws off all his clothes and walks around naked in the house and in the compound of your house? Hey, bhai, isko kapda pehna usko andar rakho. This was Nityananda, avadhut. You don't even know what is his background. You are entertaining him. Think twice. My Lord, I know who this Nityananda is. Come what may, I may die, but I will never leave Nityananda. Mahaprabhu was so pleased by Srivas Thakur. Actually, what is Srivas Angan? Who is Srivas? None other than Narada Muni himself. What is Srivas Angan? Just like it is
It is said Shiva Sangan is non-different from Rasasthali. Can you imagine the Lord appeared as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His highest activity of most intimate, loving exchanges with His most intimate devotees, the gopis, in the most highest of relationship of conjugal love, was enacted in that Rasasthali. It is the highest exhibition of the most intimate activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That spot is Rasasthali. And when that same Lord came as Lord Chaitanya, Anarpita Charinchara, Samarpaitum Unnata Ujjala Rasan, that He relished at Shiva Sangan. Where for 22 consecutive hours, 21 consecutive hours, He performed this. The ultimate Ras Leela of Chaitanya Leela is Mahaprakash Leela. Maha means the highest, and Prakash means revelation. What did Lord Chaitanya reveal? He revealed His innermost core of the heart to the whole world. How each of these devotees, Sadhavo Hrudeo Mayan, Sadhunam Hrudeyam Toham, Madanyat Tena Jananti Naham, I don't know anyone but them. Why? Because they don't know anyone but me. Because He would ask them. He would fulfill all of their desires. Tell me, what do you want? And by asking that, He revealed their heart for all the world forever to be known. Nobody asked anything for themselves. Let the whole world be known. Or just let the whole world be delivered. Like Vasudeva Datta. Let everyone in this creation go back and all their sinful reactions come to me. Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. The most exclusive activity of Mahaprakash. But simultaneously within the core of their heart, they are having the most inclusive consciousness. They are not selfish. They want to just keep it to themselves. But they are not fighting and competing to be the one to actually deliver. They are ready to play any role that the Lord wants them to. Whether it is Dukhi's role, whether it is the, you know, some Shuklambar Brahmachari role, or whether it is Haridas Thakur, or whether it is Nityananda, or Advaita, each one of them has a role, but they are just so harmoniously understanding the will of the Lord, simply becoming an instrument of His compassion, of His love, to actually share it with the world in whatever role they have been put. So these are some thoughts. I won't go because already going over time. Thank you very much. All of you are real sadhus. Titikshavaha Karunika. Very tolerant because you are merciful to me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Shivas Thakur ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Primanandi Hani Hani. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.